Well, according to the latest census of agriculture that was just released last week by the USDA, Indiana ranks third in the U.S. for turkey production, which makes it a significant part of Indiana's overall ag economy. And joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Dr. Elizabeth Karcher. She's a professor of animal sciences as well as the undergraduate programs coordinator with the Department of Animal Sciences at Purdue University's College of Agriculture. And she's been working to raise awareness for careers in Indiana's turkey industry. Dr. Karcher, how have you been raising awareness among Purdue students for careers in Indiana's turkey industry?
So we've done quite a bit with our undergraduate students, just providing them with opportunities to engage with the industry here on our campus. We take our students off campus to other events where there'll be folks from the turkey industry that they'll be able to engage with, and then offer, like I said, on campus, the more traditional type courses where they get to really learn about how important the industry is to Indiana. Many of our students come here from Indiana, from around the country, I mean, around the world as well, and they really don't fully understand how important the turkey industry is. So it definitely plays a major role. So we really focus on our students when they get here, trying to get them engaged and aware of all the opportunities that are out there for them. Before they get here, though, I also am really interested in how we can look at children that are in grades, you know, fourth grade, fifth grade, and also in high school, and how we can expose them to where their food comes from. Where does turkey come from? You know, what opportunities are there to learn more about turkey? And so since coming to Indiana, as my position here at Purdue University, I've been really interested in what can we do to just expose children before they get here, and what can we do when they get here, just to make them aware of all the opportunities, because they're not aware right now.
And Dr. Karcher, you talk about that educational component. You and your team have put together a new website. It's an awesome website. It's poultryeducationcorner.com. That includes a POULT program section, as you mentioned, for fourth and fifth graders. What are some of the successes you've encountered from the pilot of the POULT program and some of the successes of the new website as well?
Sure. So the new website, it just launched last month. So we're just now sharing it out there, and at poultryeducationcorner.com, all the resources are freely available to anybody around the world who'd like to use them. And we're really proud of that, being able to offer those resources for free. So they should be very accessible. In addition to the POULT program, it also offers three other programs that teachers, FFA leaders, 4-H leaders might be able to incorporate into their programs. All of the programs, including the POULT, are all based with STEM concepts. We integrate STEM throughout. We've made sure that they align with many of the educational Indiana state standards. So it makes it a little bit easier for teachers to be able to put these programs into their classrooms. And so as part of the POULT program, we went through and we worked with the turkey industry. We worked with an advisory board who provided us just with review of all the different materials that we had prepared, making sure everything really represented not only the side that I would like to share, but also the industry side and what they would like to share about the important work that they're doing. So we worked with the advisory board, and then we were really excited because for this program in 2021, we actually piloted the program to about 475 students in fourth and fifth grade across the state of Indiana. So that was about 25 classrooms. We worked with the teachers to put in the online modules. So the program consists of several online modules that a teacher can use. It has a simulation game that's included, and as well as we provide resources to do an in-class activity as well with the students. So the teachers can have the students work independently on the modules during class time, but then bring them together to really discuss what did you just learn, and they can do a really an engaging interactive activity together. So using information that we got feedback from the students, students and the teachers, we made any needed changes. And so the PULP program that's available on the website is a result of this really a one-year process of designing the curriculum, implementing it, working with the advisory board. And so that's why we're so excited to be able to really share it and make it a free available resource to anybody who is able to download, register and download it on the website.
My guest is Dr. Elizabeth Karcher, professor of animal sciences at Purdue University. And you mentioned that brand new website, PoultryEducationCorner.com, and the simulation games that are on the site. There's one simulation game that's on the website called Backpacking Through the Turkey Digestive System, which is an absolutely fascinating simulation game you've got on the site.
Every single module that is or program that's available on the website has some type of simulation game because from an educator standpoint, there's been lots of research that's been done looking at how gaming can really impact student engagement with the materials, keeping their interest up, helping them retain some of what they learned. So I love this program because I also have young children and they like to play it as well after we developed it. We worked with the Envision Center at Purdue University to be able to help create the simulation game. But a student, they get to pick from one of three different feed characters and they go through the digestive system on a backpack quest. So they have to answer questions, they gather things along the way. And it's just a really fun way to let them see, okay, when you're feeding turkeys and they're eating, you know, what's the process to get the nutrients to the turkey. So being able to take kind of more complex ideas and being able to integrate them to a way that a fourth and fifth grader can understand by playing this game. So we survey students during the pilot. And they said they really that was one of their favorite aspects of the program was being able to play that game. So I like playing it as well. It's fun because it's a little bit different every time you play it. So you never know quite what you're going to get.
Dr. Karcher, what are some of the things that you and your team and the Purdue Animal Sciences program do for Indiana's turkey industry that folks may not be aware of?
Yeah, so we have several of us here that are really interested in engaged with the industry as both researchers and from an educational standpoint. So we work with directly turkey producers. We work with our college students. We work with students that are, children in K-12 system. So our goal is to provide not only direct support to the industry, but create opportunities really for the public to become more aware of the turkey industry and all the different aspects, because we need to get children more aware of where their food comes from and the opportunities, because we're fourth, like we mentioned earlier, and we're going to need students that want to enter into the industry and contribute when they go through, you know, their education. So we're continually working with students to be able to engage them when they get here to learn more about jobs. So we have a lot of different things that a team of us here at Purdue do together to try to meet these goals, to really provide support across a lot of our different stakeholders.
And one resource that you have at Purdue is peanut butter and jelly. They are the two turkeys who were donated to President Biden several years ago. He pardoned them shortly before Thanksgiving in, if I'm not mistaken, 2021. You've had students from across the state and across the Midwest and across the U.S. who have come to Purdue to visit peanut butter and jelly, and they've been an outstanding tool for education.
Absolutely. Having that resource that, you know, students maybe watch it on TV or they've heard about it, and having them come and see peanut butter and jelly, learn about peanut butter and jelly. It's a great way to provide a context to help students learn. And we talk about all the younger students that come, but we take our students out to the farm as well here at Purdue, and it's a conversation starter with them. They've either seen them on TV or we know about them. And so it really provides a way that we can share more about how do you raise peanut butter and jelly, and what do they eat, and what practices do we use to make sure that the welfare for peanut butter and jelly, so we can use that as kind of a hook to get students in to share with them more the educational aspect. So it's been really fun having them here.
Dr. Karcher, when I chat with a number of different folks within the industry, each sector, the chicken sector, the turkey sector, the duck sector, all three very unique in how the businesses are operating and how each particular sector is raised and produced.
That is very true. And we here at Purdue, during some of our poultry courses, we really take the opportunity to share that with students, as well as in our introductory animal agriculture course that I teach, making students aware of all the different type of housing and management practices that go with the different types of poultry. Because you're right, students often don't necessarily understand why some are raised one way or why do you raise them this way. Our students here as well, we it's been a little bit harder with HiPath AI right now, but we like to get them out on farms. That's one of the wonderful things about Indiana. The industry, the poultry industry, has been so welcoming to being able to bring students out there to learn about how animals are managed and actually see them. And so we've really appreciated that. And the modules are designed to try to, even if you're a student maybe who's never been on a farm before or seen even a live duck, well, maybe they've seen a duck, but like a live turkey or chicken, they get a, hopefully through going through the different programs, an appreciation that you don't raise them all the same way. They all have different needs. They eat slightly different. There's unique things that needs and that you need to do for each of those different types. So it's very true. And it makes it a little bit more challenging to teach poultry because you have all these different aspects versus if you're teaching about the dairy industry or the beef industry.
And check out that website, PoultryEducationCorner.com. You can find that link as well at our website, HoosierAgToday.com. And once again, Dr. Elizabeth Karcher, Professor of Animal Sciences with Purdue University's College of Agriculture. And Dr. Karcher, thank you once again for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.